Hi, this is Jeff Lizardo, UpRegger's Workday Practice Leader, and today I want to talk a little bit about Workday payment deferrals and ramp payment schedules or structures. So we get asked with many of our clients, prospects, we're doing a deal with Workday. We're concerned about paying subscription fees in year one while we're doing our implementation, right? We're not in production. We're not getting full value. Why should we be paying the full negotiated price at that point in time? Typically, Workday's response is that, nope, everyone has to pay in year one because it's cloud, we're constantly innovating, and that's just part of how we do business, and everyone's getting that benefit because we're still going to be innovating even while you're deploying or implementing. But we have seen Workday make some exceptions here, and it is starting to see something that we see a little bit more of. I do want to talk about some of the components of it because sometimes, in many cases, the ramp schedule or the deferral isn't really in a client's best interest, but they get so hung up on the concept of, I don't want to pay as much in year one, that they fail to look into it a little bit deeper. So let me give you a bit of an example, and it's actually easier to see it visually, but I do want to talk about it in case you weren't able to attend our webinar where we gave more of a visual. But let's say you have a standard deal, right? And the deal you negotiate comes out to $8.5 million over 5 years. Typically, you just divide that schedule into five equal payments, $1.7 million each, and that's what you pay each year, right? And that's your subscription fee. But what will happen is when you do the deferral, right, or the ramp schedule, they'll say, look, in year one, I don't want to pay $1.7. I only pay $500,000. And so Workday will do that potentially. And they'll say, fine, you'll pay $500,000 in year one. However, we still need to spread the rest of the $8 million that's left of the $8.5 throughout the 5 years. So in years two through five, now you're paying $2 million. So you're really not getting that true relief of saying, hey, it's 8.5. I only want to pay 500,000 of that. And then I expect to go back to paying 1.7 million in years two through five. It's not how they work it. So you're still paying the full 8.5 million over 5 years. You're just paying it in different installments, right? It goes up in the outer years. The other piece here, right, is that your subscription fee schedule can be very different on that. So even when they give you the payment schedule, that's just what you're paying. But as far as how they're allocating the subscription fees per year, they do that differently. And so what they'll do is they'll keep that year one at 500,000, but then they'll have to look at that 8 million that's left over 4 years, right, that we did before as a payment schedule of 2 million a year, but they'll have to build in a 2% innovation index, as they like to do. So they'll back into it to where those four payments, years two through five, will total 8 million, but each one will go up 2%. The reason why this matters is that when you come out of that year five, and now you're looking into your renewal term, right, and you're gonna get an uplift potentially depending on what renewal term price protections you have, right? Under the standard schedule, you would just be coming out and paying 1.7 million and then whatever uplift for year six. Under the payment schedule, that's at 2 million. So if you use that, again, your outer year, you're only going to be paying 300,000 more. In the ramped subscription fee schedule that I identify with a 2% uplift, that actually comes out to 2,060,000. So you're really already starting out at a much higher price, right? If you did the standard schedule versus the subscription fee schedule, the exit year, you're paying $360,000 more. And then the renewal term increases are going to apply to that. So as you start going further out after year five, you're really paying for it through the nose on the back end, all because you thought you negotiated, you know, some savings by only paying $500,000 in year one. So I just say when you kind of consider that, it's important to look at how the structure is and don't just assume because, oh, they're reducing the payment in year one, that you're really getting a true ramped schedule. It's just really more of a payment deferral and you're paying for it more so on the back end.